Then Jesus entered and walked through Jericho. There was a man there, his name Zacchaeus, the head tax man and quite rich. He wanted desperately to see Jesus, but the crowd was in his way. He was a short man and couldn't see over the crowd. So he ran on ahead and climbed up in a sycamore tree so he could see Jesus when he came by. When Jesus got to the tree, he looked up and he said, "Zacchaeus, hurry down. Today is my day to be a guest in your home." Zacchaeus scrambled out of the tree, hardly believing his good luck, delighted to take Jesus home with him. Everyone who saw the incident was indignant and grumped, "What business does he have getting cozy with this crook?" Zacchaeus just stood there, a little stunned. He stammered apologetically, "Master, I give away half my income to the poor, and if I'm caught cheating, I pay four times the damages." Jesus said, "Today is salvation day in this home. Here he is, Zacchaeus, son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to find and restore the lost."
I never trust this guitar. This guitar tends to fall off my body. I was doing a funeral one day, and I was talking to the church like I'm talking to you, and all at once it went, fell down, and it's got marks all over it because of that fall. But anyway, I'm going to try to keep it where it needs to be. Guess by now you've heard that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, the Duchess and the Duke of Sussex, have named their firstborn, their son. Do you know what the name is? What is it?
Archie.
Archie what? Bunker. No, that's a Archie. Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor. Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor. It's okay, I guess. Personally, I think they could have done better. But I have to tell you that I read just this week that Archie is the number 18 name in the top 100 boys' names in Great Britain and Wales. So they didn't do too bad, Archie was. I'm sure Joel Francis is right up there with it. "Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child a long way from home." How about this classified ad? "Help wanted. Collections supervisor. Experience in management required. Self-starter. Willing to take risks. Commission-based income. Flexible hours. Broad shoulders are optional. You want to apply?" "Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. Way up in a heavenly land." That job description is that of a tax collector in Rome. Flexible hours, broad shoulders, optional, self-starter. Tax collectors in Rome were Hebrews. They were Jews. Do you know that? They weren't Romans. They were Jews. And they weren't elected to the position. They bid for the job. They bid for the job. And because they bid for the job, and because they wanted a job, and because they worked for Rome, they were seen by their own as traitors. But you see, what they had to do was they had to have enough income, enough discretionary cash, that they could pay Rome up front. Let's just say you were my district. If we figured out how much you owed in taxes, I would have to pay for you up front. So Rome had their money, and then I would go and collect it from you and pay myself. And while I was doing that, I would charge fees and fines and tolls and levies and all whatever I could do to make myself rich and pad my own pocket. That's what I did. That's how I made my money. And tax collectors could be ruthless if you didn't pay. Fact is, it could get very, very ugly. They exploited and blackmailed their own kind, their own family. They pushed the poor, which were already the largest class of people. They pushed the poor down the brink of poverty and literally made them their own slaves because they could never afford to get out of debt. They were cheats. They were liars. They were white-collar criminals. They were underlings for the mob. They were hated by everybody. They were lumped into one category, sinners, which meant they weren't worth anything. It meant they weren't forgivable. It meant that if they were on fire, I wouldn't spit on them. Trash. And I have to feel that the hate that they faced each and every day turned inward on themselves. And sometimes they felt like a motherless child, a long way from home. Now Luke used the term the chief tax collector. He said Zacchaeus came along. He was the chief tax collector. Did you know that's not used anywhere in the Bible but Luke? It's the only time about Zacchaeus, which tells us he was a man of reputation. What it really says is, I don't know if there was such a job as the chief tax collector, but he was good at what he did. That's what Luke was telling. So good at what he did, and so wealthy at what he did, that he was able to have a staff. Scholars believe that he had a staff, that he sent underlings out to do his dirty work, making himself very, very rich and making himself part of a small category of people, the upper class, that is equally despised. So what I'm trying to tell you in all that is Zacchaeus was outside the community of his family. He was outside of the community of faith. He was an inside joke, a stench to the people, and regarded by nobody. And when Jesus came to town that day in Jericho, he wasn't feeling the love. Want to talk about feeling the love? I knew a mother, not my mother, but I knew a mother. I knew her well. I knew her personally. Whose three grown children, every holiday, every birthday, if it was Christmas, if it was Memorial Day picnics, if it was Mother's Day, if it was 4th of July, every holiday, they invited her to come and be part of the celebration. And every time, almost every time, she declined the invitation. Either she was too busy, she already was invited by somebody else, she wasn't feeling well, or she wasn't in the holiday mood. She just didn't come. And one Christmas, her daughter-in-law said to her, "Mother, won't you please come and have dinner with us? Won't you please come and stay at our house?" And the woman said, "Why would I do that?" And the daughter-in-law said, "Because we want you to be around people who love you." And she said, "I can live without love." Zacchaeus didn't want to live without love, but he didn't have a choice because that went with the job description. And there he was, and Jesus was about to pass through Jericho, and for the life of him, he couldn't see the parade. And when you're as unpopular as he was, there wasn't anybody that was going to let him in to take a good long look at Jesus. Nobody wanted to, and nobody figured Jesus wanted anything to do with him anyway. And so He climbed up a sycamore fig tree, not, we say a sycamore tree, but it's not like our sycamore. It had a big, it's related to our mulberry. It had a big stocky trunk and very long, thick limbs, so he could get a better view. And you know the story. Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. He climbed up in the sycamore tree. Now see, upstairs, they joined me right away. For the Lord he wanted to see. I guess they went to Bible school. And as the Savior passed that way, he looked up in the tree and he said, what? Ah, oh, because I'm going to your house today. Because I'm going to your house today. You know, it's not necessarily that Zacchaeus was short. We always think of him as a short little squat of a guy like me. Don't you laugh. Who laughed back there? Gotcha. He wasn't necessarily, the wording there means that he was small in the eyes of people. He was small in the eyes of everybody who was waiting for and looking at Jesus. And when you're small in the eyes of people, you suddenly feel like you're small in the eyes of God. And there's a lot of that going around. I got another Mother's Day story to tell you. Guy's name is Dan Baber. Years ago, Dan Baber, are you ready? Put his mother on eBay. He auctioned his mother on eBay. This is a true story. Her name was Sue Hamilton. It was in honor of Mother's Day. He said that his mother was the best mother in the world. And anybody who won the bid for her, anybody who bid on her and had the highest bid, Sue Hamilton would send them a personal email making them feel like they were the best person on earth. And Dan Baber guaranteed it, my mother will make you feel like you are somebody. Do you know how many, isn't that ridiculous? Do you know how many people bid on, not bid. Do you know how many people looked at that on eBay? 72,411. Can you imagine? Somebody said that'll fill a baseball stadium. You know how many people actually bid on her? 92. It started out with a bid of $1. And it ended on Mother's Day, 7 days later, $610. Somebody paid so that Sue Hamilton would send them a personal email making them feel like they were the best person in the world. Isn't it funny how people will pay for something that most mothers, not all, God bless them, most mothers would give for free? And you see, there was Zacchaeus and he was up a tree. You see that? It just broke. But I was holding it. I was holding it. Zacchaeus was up a tree. And praise the Lord, and who would have thunk it? Jesus stopped. And he looked up in that tree and he said, essentially, we need to talk. Now, that's not what he said. What he said was, Zacchaeus, I must go to your house today. But what he was saying is, I need to talk to you. Do you know how many people did not want to talk with Zacchaeus? Jesus was offering Zacchaeus something that nobody had given him for many a year. You know what it was? Relationship. He was offering him relationship. He was offering him a chance to be in community with him and with the church. We don't know what they talked about. We know what was on Jesus' mind. Jesus said, I've come to seek and save the lost. I've come to restore you. I've come to bring you back into community. I've come to bring you back into God. I've come to bring you back into where you ought to be. I've come back and bring you back into where you long to be. We only know that Zacchaeus had a divine appointment and was penitent about, because he said, I will give away half my possessions, Lord, to the poor. And if I've cheated anybody, I will pay them back four times the amount. That was the restitution of a thief, of a common thief. And Jesus said, today salvation has come to this house. Sometimes I feel like freedom is near, oh God. Sometimes I feel that my freedom is near. Sometimes I feel like my freedom is near, but still a long way to go. What I want to tell you is, it's a funny thing, but when people feel that they are valued, when people feel that they are worthy, and more than that, when they feel that they're forgivable and forgiven, something changes. Zacchaeus says, I'll give half of what I earned to the poor. But he never did that before. I'll return four times as much. He definitely never did that before. When people feel that they are worthy of being back in community with other people and with God, something mystical happens and freedom is the result. Jesus said, today salvation's come to this house. My question is, what needs to come to your house? Can you do me a favor? Do yourself one. Don't go to bed tonight if you have something unsettled. I don't necessarily mean with God. I mean in the family. If you still have your mama and something's not good between you, get it right. And if you don't have your mama and something's not good between you, give it to the Lord. And if you feel like you're unforgivable and you feel like you're unforgiven and you don't feel like you're in community here, I've got news for you. That's not true. That's the devil talking, because you are in community here. But if you don't feel like you are, please talk to somebody. Why? Because you're worth it. And Jesus said, a new command I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. And next week I'm going to talk about that scripture, which is John, 13:31-35. And what it means to be a community of love and the power of love. It's like, do we really need another sermon on love? But evidently we do. When somebody's bidden on a woman they don't even know so that they can feel like they're worth something, we do. I really appreciate your listening and that you came out here in the midst of all that weather. God bless you. Can you pray with me, please? And I'll let the praise band come up. Lord, thank you. I have never truly thought about how Zacchaeus must have felt. We sing that wonderful song, The Wee Little Man, and we know he was a wee little man, but and never really thought about what it was like to carry that moniker. There are some of us here today who feel small and insignificant. I wouldn't be surprised that there's somebody here today who feels out of community. I wouldn't be surprised that there's somebody here today, and I might be one, who's not proud of some of the things that have happened and they've done. I wouldn't be surprised, Lord, that there's somebody here today who says, I'm not forgivable, or who just needs to feel forgiven or needs to forgive. I wouldn't be surprised that there's somebody here today who needs healing for damaged emotions and memories. I've been out in the malls, I've been out in shopping centers on Father's Day and on Mother's Day where there's not always the love. We're not always feeling it. There's been some real hurt. But there's been some real blessing too. And I've had people say to me, I am who I am today because my dad came alongside of me. Or I had a grandmother. Or my next door neighbor raised me as a child. And I never forgot Thank you for those you put along our path, the influencers, the molders. It's like I told these families, they're the molders and influencers. Lord Jesus, you just wash us and want us to be new, and you don't want us to carry around this stuff. Help us to get it done. We're tired of the anger. We're tired of the distance. We're tired of not being in community. We're tired. Refresh us with your rain. Pour into us the Holy Spirit of love and blessing. For I ask in your name, and your name is precious, and above all names, there's power in your name. Amen.